You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They Said It is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they are honoring those who built this city of Boston. So whether it is somebody you know who has helped to build it or is driving to help to build it or is just caring for our city, please nominate them. And you can do that when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com. They could win $1,000 cash and a great prize package from the incredible team at Ketch's Law. Where do you want to start this morning, Shime?
Well, Greg, Celtics with a big win over the weekend in Game 3 against the Knicks. Joe Mazzulla talked about embracing the darkness after the game. Here was our guy, Coach Joe.
At the end of the day, we got a test in front of us, and I got a group of guys that, you know, I wouldn't want anyone else to be able to go through that. So this is the fun part. You don't get into the journey for it to be easy. So it's been dark, but in a good way.
Dark how dark? Like, what's that mean?
I mean, like, you just got to tap into your darkness, and that's it. Like, so we got to do it. That's it.
Yeah, the darkness. Okay. Curtis, the darkness and the duality. Don't forget about the duality.
He's like Bane.
He is
from
like
the
Bane.
Dark Knight.
Yeah.
I was born in the darkness.
I mean, if they do what they did on Saturday the rest of the way through, then the series is theirs.
Like Ashim alluded to, they don't even got to do what they did on Saturday where they shot 50% from three-point land. If you shoot what you normally shoot, they normally throughout the season shoot about 35, 36%. If you shoot 30% from three-point line, you win the game. Like, that's all you have to do. And the one thing that neither Tatum nor Brown have been able to do in this series where it has to be coming because that's what you expect is just be as good in the second half as you are in the first half.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the...
Well, we were texting during that game Saturday, all of us, and they had a 26-point lead going into the fourth quarter. I'm sure that, you know, like me, you were like, all right, are they going to be able to hang on to it? And they did.
Right.
And so, if that's the Celtics team that keeps showing up, if that's the team that shows up tonight, then not worried.
No, and then you win tonight. And then now the momentum and everything is back to you because Game 5 is back in Boston on Wednesday night. You go up 3-2 in that series. That's why I still believe in that the winner of Game 3, which is the Celtics, is going to win this series.
It's been dark, but in a good way.
Oh, you think darkness is your ally?
I mean, like, you just got to tap into your darkness.
You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it. Molded by it.
I was born in it.
You've got to get your guy, the t-shirt guy, to make some darkness shirts for Joe Mazzulla.
Joe Mazzulla as Bane.
Yeah, Marlon. Yeah, we need to get on that. Ooh, yeah. I like that. Joe Mazzulla Bane.
Awesome. Well, they did it with the town, so last year.
Have him not calling a timeout.
I was born in the darkness.
Right.
Tom Hardy, such a great actor.
I was born in it. molded by it.
And then we can do one for Tom Thibodeau because he looks like a twice-divorced fertilizer salesman from Framingham who is living at the Red Roof Inn.
Jeez. Yeah. What?
Shots at Framingham.
Never married Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah, you didn't have to kill him. 7:30.
He's got
to
let the hair go, though. He's trying. He's still holding on to the comb over.
Oh, man.
It's like four strands.
It's just kind of what he looks like. No offense.
Must be nice being perfect, you two. Jeez.
Well, no, these guys.
Let's be real. Greg's never been inside a Red Roof Inn. He has no idea.
I mean, as a bald man, don't you either go with the George Jefferson and let it be bald rather than try to go with, you know, the 4-5 strand,
yeah,
you know, double
the comb
space
over is tough.
Yeah, the double space sentences, like, you know, each
there's so many ways to take care of that nowadays too. Like,
yeah, go see Dr.
Yeah.
Leonard.
Yeah,
he'll put.
And he gets sweaty during the game. Yeah, as one would.
Okay.
And he puts product in there too.
Greg
like
knows
to
all about
getting
sweaty.
Right.
I do. Yes, I do.
he puts like hair gel in there to keep those 4-5 strands down.
Uh huh. Oh. I liked Angry Al having words with Brunson a little bit during that game on Saturday.
It was a little bit words. And then, hey, listen, I remember Rick Brunson when he played at Salem High School. Boys, I would love to be coach my kids' team and jump right out. You see the father was right on the court with him?
All right, what's next, Shai?
Next, let's go to Jaylen Brown. Talked about getting in the paint and how that's his job and how he might just be the best in the NBA at it.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's my job is to, you know, I don't think anybody on our team or maybe even in the league can get into the paint like I can, especially when I'm moving and my body's feeling the way it should be. So that's my goal is just to get in the paint, finish, make them help, make them collapse, and then just find my guys for just open reads and play from there.
I like it. Get in the paint. He can get in better than anybody. He ain't lying. He gets in there. He gets physical. Get in there. Just do a better job when they do collapse. Kick it out to those open guys. I don't mind the open threes. I'm there for them all day long. I just don't like the dribble pull-ups, the step backs, the step to the sides.
Yeah.
You know, that's not what they do well, you know?
No. But you brought it up. You got some help from Peyton Pritchard. I mean, that was a
Peyton
game
was,
for him on
Saturday.
Yeah,
he stepped up
when he needed to.
Yeah, that's what you need from him being the sixth man because it seems like the Porzingis thing is, I don't know what's going on with him, so you're going to need one of those guys to step up when, you know, the two Jays maybe might not be having their best games. And Pete Pritch, he did that.
All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, we can hear from Jason Tatum, who after the game opened up a little bit about dealing with criticism for being the guy on this Boston Celtics team.
You know, you understand what comes with being that guy, right? I live a great life. I ain't going to lie. I make a lot of money. I take care of my family. I've been able to experience a lot of things. But you also have to accept what comes with that, right? I get a lot of praise. I get a lot of credit. I get a lot of accolades. But, you know, I'm not perfect. And there's times where, you know, I've needed to play better. I needed to do more. And, you know, that's what comes with being, you know, that guy. So just understanding that. And it's not, you know, that people don't just criticize me. There's a lot of people that came before me that they criticize. And it's going to be people that, you know, come after me that they criticize. And, you know, for me, it's a sense of joy that I play with, right? You know, coming into a game, you know, with an angry face and mad at the world, that's not who I am. That's not when I play my best. So I always say you got to be the same person when things are going great and when things aren't going great. You know, you can't switch up. That's the, you know, it's the character of a good man. I know who I am. I know what I'm capable of. I know what I can do. And I know what is needed on each possession in order for us to win.
I love it. I love that he's steadfast.
Yeah.
And he's not going to change. That's great. I will say one thing, not against Jason Tatum, but for the second game consecutively, they've had Jaylen Brown mic'd up before the game. And like leading into that game on Saturday, it's him in the huddle that's like getting everybody fired up.
Yeah.
So
that's his personality.
Is what you're saying.
I've been on that forever. But
that's
I think
his
he's
personality.
The lead. Agreed. So, and that's fine that they can have different personalities. I'm just saying that I think that Jaylen Brown is the leader of this team due to personality.
Yeah, that his personality, he's more of the outgoing leader of the team.
Yep.
When we look at the basketball play, Tatum is the leader when it comes to the play. I would agree with the vocal guy is Jaylen Brown, but that's who he is. That's his personality. And that was a good thing by Tatum because he's like, this is who I am.
I'm not going to change.
Even though I love Kobe, Kobe's personality and my personality are completely different.
Right. So I think that's what, when you're a fan, that is what can bother you about Jason Tatum. Mm-hmm. Like, you want in the, you know, in the last couple of minutes of a game, when you're down by two or whatever the scenario is, you want him to be fired up, like, you know, Larry Bird.
But that's not who he is, though.
That's not. I understand that. I'm just saying that. That can bother fans.
Fans should know better. Like, fans should know people's personality. If you're watching it and you understand, like Bird's personality is different than McHale's or Robert Parrish's. So you should know, like, each player's. You know, Troy Brown was an unbelievable leader, but he didn't say much. He didn't say much at all. He led in a different way, by example, by how he worked. Lawyer Malloy were more of the outgoing vocal leader. So yeah. you just
right,
kind of.
But that's why KG was so beloved, that he represented the fans' enthusiasm on the court.
Right.
And there's a way in which doing that makes fans feel like you care as much as they do. And that's where this comes in. But if they win again, the Tatum stuff will just go away. But also, I mean, to be fair to Tatum, like, they've been critical of you because you haven't been as good in the regular season and the postseason as you've been in the regular season.
Yeah,
that's right. It. I mean, if you played the same, nobody would be ripping you. Not. It's only your demeanor's only brought up when your play doesn't meet your level. That's it.
This is Mike from Boston. Hey, Mike.
I've seen.
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Of Ross get in the paint more than I have Jason Tatum. Am I the only one?
Great Bob Ross reference. Love it. But I mean, it's not his role.
Yeah, he's got to work. That's one thing I'll say that he needs to work on is be. He loves the when he does get
he does the mid step away.
Yeah, the mid step
jumper, which is okay.
Right, but I love
that's
to
better.
Right, I love to see him be more physical in the sense of using your athleticism and being more of a bully ball. And
especially because you know he can do it. You watched him do it against Orlando constantly. Right. And he picked his one-on-one opponent and he would take them to the hoop every single time and he kicked their ass.
I'd like to see you do more of that. That's when I did my percentage breakdown of guys on how they shoot threes versus twos. That's mm-hmm. why Jaylen Brown, 70% of his shots are two-pointers, and they're generally in the paint with a couple mid-ranges here and there, with 30% is from behind the three-point line, where Jason Tatum is like 50-50. I'd like to see Tatum be more like Brown. 70% of those your shots come from inside the three-point line.
All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, Wiggy mentioned during his lead that rookies have started reporting to rookie minicamp. One of those guys, Will Campbell, for your New England Patriots, was in the building on Friday and talked about what has surprised him the most about Foxborough. Here was our first round draft pick, Will Campbell.
Has anything surprised you up here since you've gotten up here? I know it hasn't been long, but.
About Foxborough?
Yeah, or just New England in general.
Yeah, I'm surprised there's trees. I had never been anywhere up here before, so I always thought, you know, this was a little bit closer to Boston, and it was a bunch of big city buildings and stuff like that. So when I got out here and they picked me up from the airport, I said, dang, there's a lot of trees out here. I wasn't expecting that. So I'd probably say that.
Dang!
That boy country.
There's a lot of trees.
What a letdown.
They picked me up from the airport. I said, dang, there's a lot of trees out here. I wasn't expecting that.
He's like, we're how far away from the city? And you all live out here?
You guys told me, they probably told him, like, you know how when you ask somebody how long it takes to get somewhere and they want you to go to the place, they say, oh, it's like 10, 15 minutes and it's like an hour. Yeah. They probably told him that Foxborough was 20 minutes from Boston. 15 minutes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if you ever watched a broadcast of the game, they're showing the Boston skyline on Sunday Night Football when the Patriots are playing 45 minutes away.
But he had no clue, though. I mean, I get it. You know, I had no clue what Georgia was like, you know, being from up here. He has no clue being from backwoods Louisiana. When he thinks anything, you know, near Boston, he's like, oh, it's all buildings.
Yeah. Trees.
I
can't believe there's trees.
They picked me up from the airport. I said, dang, there's a lot of trees out here. I wasn't expecting that.
Dying.
All right. What else? Anything else, Sean?
We got one more for you here, Greg. Kevin Millar, part of one of the Red Sox championship teams, was unhappy with Rafael Devers' comments directed towards Craig Breslow and the Boston Red Sox. Here was Kevin Millar's reaction to Rafael Devers.
You came up as a young man, right? You came up and made the big leagues as a 19, 20-year-old, raking and stuff, and such a lovable guy. Everybody loves Rafi. And then right before you sign a 10-year, $313 million deal, lock in on that number. If I was to ask you, as ownership or the GM, if something tragically happens to any of your teammates, in other words, somebody blows out their patella tendon, and we were to ask you to move to another position or whatever we needed to win a baseball game and make this team better, would you do that before we sign this deal? And the answer would be 1,000% anything I would do. This is such a blessing. Thank you so much. Unbelievable. Anything for the team, right? We're all team players. Anything for the team. What has changed would be my answer or my question now. Hey, Rafi, I'm back here now. We need you to play first base. And the reason why I'm saying this, we got Yoshida sitting over there that went through an arm surgery, can't throw a baseball 18 feet, but he can hit. He could be our DH, buddy. He can be our DH. We could get him in the room and in the lineup and make our team stronger. And I need you just to go to first base and play some first base. I'm not asking you to be a Gold Glover. I'm not asking if you made four or five errors. That's on me as the organization. But I'm asking you to be a great teammate and a great team player who's already paid. Whole different ball game if this was your free agent year and you felt like I was putting you behind the eight ball and costing you money. That's not where we're at, brother. We're trying to win a championship.
I love it from Kevin Millar.
Yeah.
And he's not a great teammate. And Chime, I heard you doubling down on Saturday because I listened to you and Mego.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And doubling down on your lead Friday, you want Devers gone. You want them to trade Devers.
It doesn't feel like, and he's hitting really, really well, and that's great, but it doesn't feel like there is a desire to win with Rafael Devers. He just wants to make his money and play where he wants to play. He wants to be involved in all these, like, he wants to have say on the roster like he's Tristan Casas. And look, I think the Red Sox mishandled the situation. I think Rafael Devers mishandled the situation, but he just comes off like an entitled brat. And just like Vrabel said, I want to take entitlement out of the building.
I have one thing, though. I agree mostly with Scheim, and Devers hasn't looked good here. But it's kind of disingenuous for Millar to ignore that Devers already left third base. He's talking in the way that, like, if before you signed this deal, we asked you, well, he did move.
Right,
he's
moved
already
to DH.
Moved. Like, I just think that was a little, and it's also kind of tacky for an ex-player to, you know, count somebody else's money like that. Like,
and then when you're an ex-player who's like kind of like a utility man who plays a bunch of positions, I think it's a little bit harder where I think nowadays...
Well, Lou feels the exact same way.
Lou, very similar. Utility player, right?
I think so
it's
what?
Like, because it's harder for guys nowadays. I think a lot of these younger players are afraid of the embarrassment of moving and then going somewhere, and if you're Devers, he seems like, and being so bad where you're going to get criticized even more.
And he just figured out DH. Like, he just
started.
There's nothing
to figure out. You're just hitting.
In the beginning of the season, things were not great for him, and now he's performing much better. So I'm just saying, like, now that he's gotten into the rhythm, and that the rhythm was all I was told, they didn't want to screw with his rhythm by putting him to fill in for Bregman, so...
All right. Would he have been? Would his reaction have been the same if something, God forbid, had happened to Bregman and they wanted him to play third base?
I'm sure he would go do it.
Yeah.
All right.
He's played that before.
That's his position.
No problem.
Yes. Yeah, that's his position.
Yeah, because it's what he wants, not what the team needs.
Exactly.
Well, that's his position.
That's the difference.
Exactly.
But baseball players are more than any sport, they have their idiotic routines.
Bingo.
And they have to stay in them. I'm not listen, I would not have behaved in the way Devers did. I think he was wrong to publicly call out the GM. I'm happy that it was thanks to something said on the show. Good job, Greg Hill Show. But I was disappointed in that. But for someone like Millar to say this, who made his career out of being a vocal individual on the baseball team, it's kind of disingenuous for him to say that, just from my perspective.
All right, that is They Said It. News with Courtney coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.